For the 23rd straight year, the Rotary Club is holding a radio-a-thon to help raise funds in support of area children and youth with special needs. Country 90.5 FM's morning host Kevin Ostchevsky will be taking to the airwaves at 5 a.m. on Thursday, March 27th and signing off on March 28th at 10 a.m. The launch was held on Wednesday afternoon at St. Joseph's Collard Hall Catholic Secondary School. Dylan Rivenbark, a 17-year-old grade 11 student at Scollard Hall, is this year's Redpath Rotary 4 Kids ambassador. In fact, this is his second time for Dylan being an ambassador for the cause. "I didn't have a lift and they paid for one, which was a huge help," he said during the media event. Rivenbark, who has cerebral palsy, believes he plays a key role in promoting the event. "Me being a Rotary ambassador as well as others who get to do this opportunity, it puts a face for people who have challenges who might need help," he said. "I would just like to say you don't always need to walk by someone like that. You can pay them attention, you can give them their time, even something like a smile might go a long way for someone struggling." Jeff Hobbs, Redpath Rotary 4 Kids Chair, says since its inception the Radio-a-thon has raised more than $1.6 million, which has gone towards numerous Rotary Children's Committee projects. That includes the purchase of assistive devices, home renovations, vehicle conversions, enrollment into various programs, assistance to cover uninsured medical costs and out-of-town travel and funding for special needs teams, just to name a few, said Hobbs. The committee also provides approximately $30,000 in funding on an annual basis to the Nipissing Association for Disabled Youth. Kevin Ostchevsky has been hosting the radio marathon for the past 15 years. He says staying awake for 29 hours is challenging both mentally and physically. "So by the time we get to hour 29, you're feeling all that emotion and it's all I can do to get through the last few minutes without having a complete breakdown, but it's always happy tears because of what we're able to do," he said. Donations can be made online anytime at www.rotary4kids.ca or by calling 249-506-204 during the broadcast. Donations can be made in person next Thursday at the radio station, at the Community Pancake Breakfast that is being hosted by One Kids Place from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., with a donation at the door, or at Burger World on Algonquin between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. Donations will also be accepted at the door during the wrap-up breakfast at the YMCA on Friday from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. courtesy of Cecil's Brewhouse and Kitchen.